Lord Jesus, may your word alone be spoken and heard in your name. I did write a sermon for today, but last night when I got home from the beautiful music festival, there was a message from the Diocese of New Jersey, where there are many Haitian immigrants, asking us to pray for the terrible, devastating earthquake that took place there. So I just had to tack onto my sermon a story about Haiti. When I was in seminary in New York City, one of my colleagues, who was African-American man, went down to Haiti to do a ministry for a few months there. And when he came home, he told us that his heart was very heavy on the plane coming home. And we assumed, because it was so, Haiti is the poorest country in our hemisphere. He said, no. He said, my heart is heavy because I know how unhappy the people of New York City are. The people of Haiti have Jesus. They're dealing. And I have struck that. He went up and asked the little boy why he was smiling, and the boy said, because of Jesus. So I think as we pray for Haiti and know the devastation they are going, we can believe that Jesus is with them too. It gives us faith. Which brings me back to my sermon, which is Jesus. Jesus famously said, man does not live by bread alone. And Bruce Springsteen said, everybody's got a hungry heart. So I believe both of these sayings are true. And they connect in these five consecutive gospels, which we've been reading this summer, about the living bread. Today's gospel, when Jesus says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven, the people with him had trouble understanding what that meant. According to Eugene Peterson's version of the New Testament in contemporary language, they said, come on, Jesus, please, you talk in riddles. Give us a clue about who you are, just a hint of what's going on. But I believe that Jesus answered that question earlier in the chapter in John when he personally fed 5,000 people sitting on the grassy hill. He fed them by his very presence, emanating the love of God, which powerfully touched, filled, and satisfied every person there. The love of God is seeking to feed us just as much as our hearts are hungry. It's a perfect fit. Our hunger and God's love, God's presence. That is the miracle. Love changes everything. And Jesus did that. But who are we? How can we love like Jesus? How can we spread that love? And Jimmy's always talking about love spreading, and he's totally right on. How do we do it? We need help. We have some faith, but we need methods, discipline, and community to grow in love. And there are practices, thoughts, skills that are learnable, that help the human condition, which is hunger for God. The Ten Commandments are a good start. Moral laws are intended to help us live in harmony with each other, so we don't add to the pain of the earth. But we need more. These lessons from Ephesians, which parallel the Bread of Life lessons in August, gives us clues. And chapters 4-6 give us guidelines to help the human condition. I'm going to repeat what you have heard, but it is, so be careful about the sorts of lives you lead. Like intelligent and not senseless people. This may be a wicked age. It was talking 2,000 years ago. But your lives should redeem it. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Sing the words and tunes of the psalms and hymns when you are together. And go on singing and chanting to the Lord in your hearts, so that always and everywhere you're giving thanks to God, who is our Father, in the name of our Lord Christ. Practices that help the human condition. So I don't know how many of you, I've canvassed my own family, but many of us do hear songs in our head all the time. I do. And I hope that if you do, that some of those songs would be the hymns that you sing here today. The words of our opening hymn were so beautiful. Thank you, Ron, for your beautiful choices. Filling our minds with praise and thanksgiving, even as we hear the news of human sorrow, the earthquake, Afghanistan, the Congo, Los Angeles, and even in our own community, difficult diagnoses and grief. The songs and praises strengthen us for the difficulties that are inherent in life. It's not easy to be human, so anytime we find something that helps, we should stick with it. Other practices and thoughts are not skillful. They exacerbate the pain of human life, like hatred, retaliation, and many more. If your news source stokes hatred and blame, consider changing it, because that feeds the wrong part of your own soul. There's plenty of good news in this fallen world: kindness, sanity, inclusion, strength, beauty, gentleness. I wish there were more gentleness in our culture. Lady Gaga just published a book called Channeling Kindness. She wrote in the introduction to 50 stories, I've got the book right here, 50 stories of young people who have been moved to adopt kindness in their lives. She wrote in her introduction, quote, Lady Gaga, is to make kindness cool. Don't we need that among our young people? To validate the emotions of young people and eliminate the stigma around mental health. What a great mission. And she's an influential person. I have grown to admire her more and more. Well, we are here today because coming to church is a healthy spiritual practice, a celebration of heaven with words, liturgy, and in this service, music. Singing is not something naive, ignorant, frivolous, or peripheral. Singing psalms and hymns and giving thanks is one of the most pleasant, productive, healthy, and beautiful, and in accordance with God's purpose for humanity. Singing feeds our souls and is pleasing to God. Well, now I want to quote Martin Luther, who was not known for his gentleness, but he was a great giant of Christian history. Not without his faults, he wrote over 300 hymns and brought congregational singing back to the masses. I'm going to quote Martin Luther about music. Music is a fair and lovely gift of God, which has often wakened and moved me to the joy of preaching. Music drives away the devil and makes people merry. They forget thereby all wrath, unchastity, arrogance, and the like. After theology, I give to music the highest place and the greatest honor. I would not exchange what little I know of music for something great. Experience proves that next to the word of God, only music deserves to be extolled as the mistress and governess of the feelings of the human heart. We know that to the devil, music is distasteful and insufferable. Martin Luther says, my heart bubbles up and overflows in response to music, which has so often refreshed me and delivered me from dire plagues. He was pastor of the Wittenberg Church during the truly horrible plague of 1527, the bubonic plague. And John the Elector, which is like the governor, told him to leave the city to be safe. But he stayed to help plague victims and their families, and somehow he did not get sick. He gave credit to music. So here today, in this beautiful place, we sing and give praise and enjoy God and listen to the beautiful flautist, yet not in denial of all that remains to be done. And focus maybe now in our prayers on the devastating earthquake in Haiti. We are radical believers. We look for God everywhere, and perhaps even especially in the most painful of human experiences. We believe God can transform all evil. At the bottom of inconsolable sorrow, we believe God still reigns. We may be angry at God sometimes, but we believe God reigns. Archbishop William Temple of the Anglican Church wrote in 2003, "While we deliberate, God reigns. While we decide wisely, God reigns. When we decide foolishly, God reigns. When we serve God in humble loyalty, God reigns. When we serve God self-assertively, God still reigns. When we rebel and seek and withdraw our service from God, God reigns. Love reigns, and love changes everything." When we receive the bread of the Eucharist in a few minutes, the bread of heaven, we know that we are being fed God's love. And we will be filled with that healing grace and strength and peace that will help us give life to others and all to ourselves and to all those around us. Dear God, give us this day our daily bread, and please be present with your holy healing presence with the people of Haiti.